Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating U.S. BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Join our free steps team challenge starting January 20th. Visit forvismazars.ie to sign up.
Ian Guider's off for a couple of days, but his Business Post colleague Peter O'Dwyer is with us this evening. And Peter, tell us please about your lead story in the Business Post yesterday about Michael Flatley and further developments from it today.
Yes, hi Matt, how are you? This is quite a remarkable story. You might remember that Michael Flatley starred in a spy caper a number of years ago. It was called Blackbird and he was in the starring role. But he also has a film company by the same name, Blackbird Film Productions, which took a sizable enough loan of $5.5 million a couple of years ago to further develop the business. But that quickly descended into a row between Flatley and Novellus Finance, from whom he had taken that loan. And essentially they're in a row over whether he defaulted or not. This has been going on for a couple of months in the High Court, but we had quite a remarkable story in the Business Post yesterday, which is that two incredibly well-known businessmen, Maurice Regan and Luke Comer, who many of your listeners will be familiar with, they are essentially the white knights in this story, and they're going to come to Flatley's rescue with a loan that will be worth up to 7 million euro. And that's going to allow him to discharge his debts to the lender and to have the receiver that had been appointed to his Fermoy mansion to be removed.
There's a number of interesting angles on this. Why was his house at Castle Hyde, his very famous estate, caught up in all of this?
Yeah, so Castle Hyde, as you say, he's owned it for a long, long time now, having bought it in 1999. He's invested an awful lot of money into it, up to 30 million is what he has said previously. He put the estate up essentially as collateral with this loan. And so when it descended into a row over whether he had defaulted on it, it was the lenders who came looking for payment firstly, but then afterwards looked to have the receiver appointed to Castle Hyde in lieu of getting what they say was the money that was owed to them. So that's why they're looking at Castle Hyde specifically.
But I see as well your colleague Catherine Sands reporting this afternoon on the Business Post website, though, that there's still disagreement between Flatley and his financiers as to how much he owes them before he pays off the debt.
Yeah, absolutely. So today you could judge it as either a development or another setback. Flatley has said that he wants to repay the money, and the judge today said that he thought that it was possible for a sensible solution to be found whereby the court wouldn't really have to get further involved and the two sides could settle their differences. The problem, though, as you say, is that Flatley suggests that he owes about 5.7 million and Novellus suggests that the loan, when you include legal fees, receiver fees, interest penalties and all of it combined, is actually about 6.7 million. So there's a pretty big 1 million euro chasm there between the valuation that both sides have in it. So it looks like it was a somewhat of a step forward today, but equally, if they can't square that circle of how much is actually owed, it's not going to go very far very quickly.
Now, Maurice Regan and Luke Comer both have substantial property interests around the country, and they have a liking for big country houses as well. Are they likely to take out a mortgage on Michael Flatley's property in return for providing this 7 million euro loan?
We're not entirely sure how they're going to go about structuring this deal, but certainly Regan has some very recent history in terms of refinancing other well-known business people in the country. We reported only a couple of weeks ago that he was refinancing Jerry Gannon's debts, Jerry Gannon being obviously a very well-known property developer. He found himself on NAMA. It seems like Regan was willing to do a 250 million euro refinance deal on Gannon's loan. So clearly he's not short of money. It seems like he and Comer together could easily come up with this money without having to take any sort of a mortgage on the property.
And of course, this land that is owned by Michael Flatley's estate isn't far, is it, from the very famous Coolmore in Tipperary. And Regan has been in rows with John Magner in relation to another nearby property recently.
Yeah, this is all somewhat of a Venn diagram where there's lots of interlocking pieces here. But yes, as you say, he has been in what is now quite a long-running legal row over Barron Estate, which is a 750-acre estate in Tip, as you say. To make quite a long story short, John Magner alleges that he had a deal in place to buy that from the existing owners. Ultimately, though, it was Regan who signed the deal for just under €22.5 million. And so that row as to essentially who owns or who should own that property has been playing out for months, and it has another bit left to run in it yet as well.
Okay, let's move on to something separate. Did we go spending crazy in the run-up to Christmas?
Did we watch? Yeah, the Celtic Tiger is very much back, it seems, judging by figures from Kantar World Panel, which often does the grocery figures across the country. We splashed a combined €1.4 billion in the month of December just on groceries. So if you thought the economy was in rude health, that would certainly seem to support that. That was up almost 4.5% on the previous year, or €107 million. There was €110 million almost spent on December 23rd alone, which if anybody who braved the shopping centre on that particular day would attest to just how busy it was. And it also seemed like we couldn't quite make up our mind as to what we wanted or how much we wanted to spend. We went back an incredible 22 times versus 17 in Great Britain. So it seems like shoppers just couldn't get enough and they were going back time and time again over the Christmas period.
But briefly, Peter, last Friday Ian was telling us about perhaps a rather surprisingly low spend in November, the month where you have Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Does that suggest people are getting a bit more traditional about spending their money in December?
Essentially, and it also seems like while confidence in the economy is generally very strong, we did have a period at times last year where it ebbed and flowed, sometimes depending on interest rate movements. But certainly it seems like people had enough in reserve or they intended to keep enough in reserve to splash it at Christmas. They spent more online, they spent more in the shops themselves, they spent more on alcohol. So right across the board, there was plenty there in December.
Thank you very much, Peter O'Dwyer, Head of News at the Business Post.
The Last Word
on Today FM.
Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating U.S. BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.